Well, you know Bunny Savora, probably. He told me, I've heard it before, but he told me also that the Boilers was kind of a, you know, like a 1920s motel. An inn, roadside inn, sort of.
I didn't know that. I know, I remember old Boiler when he used to, when he lived there, I didn't know he had any kind of a...
Well, there was also something about maybe he died and some woman was taking care of her and the whole property was deeded to her. You heard that?
No, I never heard that. I wouldn't hear that.
No, you wouldn't. Anyway, it was an old house.
Yeah, I know it.
There. And then across the road from her, Prestige Cleaners.
Yeah.
It used to be the old Rixey house.
Right, I remember that.
You remember that?
Oh, Lord, yeah, I remember that. Back when old, them boy's father.
Who was boy's father? Severus' father?
Yeah, Severus' father.
Owned that,
had a great big high fence around it. Used to keep old, had a half a dozen or so great big German shepherds in there.
Well, did they live in that house?
Yeah.
They lived in the old Rixey house?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that house, and they had that fence all around it. You couldn't get past. Them boys were pretty, some of them were pretty rough. They had one son named Vic. And he was getting a lot of trouble.
Bunny's brother?
Yeah, and then Bunny was a... That Bunny's been everything. Bunny was a race driver, paint contractor, a womanizer, and Bunny's been everything. Then the other old people that bought it, I forget that old lady and her husband, even the old people.
Bought the Rixey house?
Yeah, they bought it and had it opened up some kind of a, I thought they could open up a little store to sell little trinkets, but they started selling bread and cookies and cakes.
It wasn't Goodwin, was it?
Goodwin.
Yeah, Goodwin.
Goodwin. And then my boys, they got in with the Goodwins, and they bought that apartment. They done a lot of work up there for them on that apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Goodwin, old lady Goodwin. She's a nice old lady. They died, I guess, didn't they?
I think so. You don't remember, well, I think we talked about Frank Birch living out but near the cemetery a while ago. You don't recall any further about that?
No, I don't remember Frank
Birch. The Birches were supposed to have lived on Horseshoe Hill.
I remember Frank Birch. I remember that Birch property out there, but when I knew anything about it, old man Good run it out there, the dairy.
Oh, Good, he's the one that lived on Park Avenue?
Right
there where Maple Street is?
Right. Well, he run that thing out there as a dairy, and then he went and he bought that down there at East Falls Church where Hazel was, and he run a dairy down there. That boy here, Frank, that one is all crippled up. I don't know if Frank died or not.
Good.
He married that picket girl, and he had some kind of a strange disease that drawed him on up.
We have an old milk crop record book, 1921. There's no name in it at all.
No name.
No dairy name or anybody. Whose book it was?
Oh.
Whose book it was. I've tried, I've talked to several people, Stiles and several other people whose names are in there, but they can't seem to remember who the heck it was. It wasn't the, it wasn't Salisbury. Remember Salisbury?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't Salisbury.
Great Salisbury, yes. What's the name of his milk?
Golden Guernsey.
Huh?
Golden Guernsey, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Golden something.
Yeah, Golden Guernsey. Yeah, I'm old break.
But in good, it's a good. Would good have been around 1920? Not long after World War One?
Quite possible. Quite possible.
What was his first name?
MS. I don't know. It was MS. I don't know whether I ever heard any more than MS.
I believe he has a son or a grandson around.
Huh?
I believe he has a son or a grandson around somewhere.
Well, I guess maybe Frank's got, he's got several boys.
Frank?
Frank Good, and Maddie's Evelyn Pickett. And the other one.
Pickett or Piggott?
Pickett.
P-I-C-K.
P-I-C-K-E-T-T.
Yeah.
You know, Albert. Albert Pickett lives right there on the corner of...
Cherry and Rock.
Right.
That's P-I-G-G-O-T-T.
Is it?
P-I-G-G-O-T-T. Pickett.
My sister worked there for years and years.
Albert Brown Pickett.
Is that right?
Maybe Pickett. Evelyn, hey, Evelyn Good. You know Evelyn Good?
Well, I'm sure I do. That's
well, is she related to this M.S. Good?
Aren't she married his son?
I've talked to her several times. A little bit at a time, you know.
Yeah.
I've got some very good information from her.
Yeah.
But I never connected her with this good. Well,
yeah.
I'll be asking her some more.
They built special steps and everything. That house that they live in there on, I guess they still live there. On
no, figures don't live there anymore.
Oh, they don't?
No. Hello.
Excuse me, would you all like something to drink?
Cold water or lemonade or anything like that would be good.
Iced tea
would be fine.
Okay, grandfather?
You know me, baby.
Okay.
No, but Evelyn Good lives right behind that house on Cherry Street.
Yeah, behind the old Pickett house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know she does. They built that new house. That's right, they built all them jets and things for Frank to get in.
All those what?
All those,
steps?
Platforms, things to roll him in.
Runways.
Right.
Oh, I haven't noticed those.
And then they got, he's got another brother named, Waldo. Waldo Good. I haven't seen him for a long time. I don't know what happened to him.
You don't remember the parrots, do you?
Who?
Parrot.
Parrots? Yeah.
P-A-R-O-T-T.
Yeah. I remember one of them. I remember the one that married, she married, married that McDaniel girl. And then after he died, I think she married Will Lynch.
Yeah.
And whatever, is he still living?
Yeah.
Will Lynch? Isn't he?
He died 7 or 8 years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You know, I wanted to talk to him, and I called him, half a dozen times. He always put me off. And then I guess she died and he went into a nursing home of some kind, and the first thing I knew was gone. So I never did get to talk to him. Well, what about his dad, Nathan Lynch?
Oh, yeah, but he died years ago.
Yeah, but...
Old man Natlin, as we used to call him.
Yeah, he used to push a wheelbarrow back and forth to his house all the time.
He might have in the early days, but it was old, real early. I never seen him push a wheelbarrow.
What kind of a man was he?
He was a straightforward old man. He was particular and strict.
He was straightforward and honest.
Yeah, and honest, yes, sir.
Was he a little man or a...
Not too little, no. He wasn't too little. You remember that he had two sons, had Will and Talbot.
Thank you very much. Will and Talbot. Well, when you went into the store to buy something from Mr. Lynch, did he get up and go get it for you?
Show
you where it was?
No, sir. He got up and got it for you. Had a little office there. He had a little office there, just big enough for two men. And he'd always be sitting in there. His counter was right outside the door. And he'd get up and go get you whatever you wanted.
What all did he have there?
Well, he used to sell feed, you know, like meal and flour and chicken feed.
And hardware.
Yeah, tools and hardware, that's right. And small bags of fertilizer, lime.
No groceries.
No groceries. He used to do a lot of delivering. He had a white fellow working for him, a boy named Jack Davis. He was a number of liquor head. And he slept up over the store. I don't know why he didn't kill himself. I know it's hot as hell up there. But Jack used to crawl up in that hole and sleep up over that. Over that store, he, in long and later years, old man Lynch had a truck. He used to deliver with the horse and wagon. But in later years, I say he had a truck, and Jack used to drive that truck. And several times the boys would bring him in and lead him into the yard. Just so drunk he couldn't hold his head up. And then we had a...
Did he ever try to drive the truck when he was drunk?
Sure, he'd rip over it.
Did he ever smash the truck up?
Not that I recall. Our constable, our judge that we had in the city, old Judge Molin.
Molin?
Yeah, you remember him?
M-O-L-Y-N?
I don't know how he spelled his name.
Molin.
Yeah.
And he lived down at Great Falls Street there?
Right.
In the little Merrifield house?
Right.
And City Hall was there at one time, wasn't it?
No.
Wasn't that the site of city business at one time?
Not that I can ever recall.
But he lived there?
He lived there.
Okay, what about him?
He was the city judge. Whenever you committed anything in the city and the officer brought you up for trial, that's where you had trial, down at his house, on Wednesday night. And I've been down there for lots of time. And he'd, if your fine was $13, he'd paid him $3 for the level of fine. Saturday night he wanted $5, and the next Saturday he wanted the other $5. And the boys didn't pay him, but if they ever got him again.
What did you do then?
He kept him right in jail until somebody paid him.
Where was jail?
Up there. I don't know what's in there now. Let's see, what is in that place there now? Where the taxi cab stand used to be. What's in there now?
Taxi cab stand?
Yeah.
You don't mean behind where the bank was?
No, it's right out on the front there, right next to it, right where the cab stand. I mean, where the... taxi cab used to be in there. Pat had that place, but I don't know what's in there now.
You mean on North Washington or South Washington?
Right on South Washington Street.
Well, right down in Annandale Road, or close to Annandale Road, is where the taxi cab stand is.
Oh, I know not now, but not now. But you remember when the taxi cab stand was right up next to the bank there?
Right behind it?
No, right on the road there, right out.
Oh, you mean on Lee Highway?
Yes. Yes, there for years.
Oh, you mean the little jail where they...
Right, the police headquarters. Right. Oh, well, you asked me where the jail was then. That's where it was then.
Yeah, right behind the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It hasn't been more than about 30 years since it was torn down. Maybe longer than that.
No, indeed. It ain't been that long.
Pat Murphy told me that during the World War II, when he was on the police force, he used to be there on the night shift, the only all alone on the night shift.
Well, it ain't been down there that long.
I mean, it hasn't been gone that long.
Hadn't been gone that long. But that's where the jail was. That's where they... My old man. Old man. We used to call old man Pap Molin. Papa Teddy, you remember his office? You don't remember him. He had an officer called him I had his name right in the end of my tongue.
You said
it. Amos.
An officer?
The police officer.
Policeman?
Yeah, Amos. Amos Rust.
Rust?
R-U-S-T. Amos Rust. An old man, he'd get some of them boys, and he started to cry. The old man said, "Ain't no use you cry. And not a bit of use you cry. You had a chance to pay your fine, and you didn't do it. And you're going to have every penny of it tonight, or you're going to jail just as sure as hell." He asked some of the boys, "You got it?" And I said, "Lock him up, Amos." It used to be a fun thing. But, old man sent the law after a bunch of us boys one time. We were down here gambling, shooting crap games. Amos Russ and, old man Whalen and Charlie Whalen and old Molin wrote to once, and we looked up at them guys had the guns pointing right down the runway there.
Runway?
Down they cut a road down through there.
Where were you?
Down here on the back of the quarry. The cows that cut off, where the cows made down the woods, down the stream.
Oh, you mean the South Washington Quarry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And old Amos hollered, "Don't run." And of course he didn't. He wasn't saying a thing. Just like a bunch of pottage that flick. And Dan Amos, I run down the stream, and another boy, a white boy, great big sucker, right beside me on this other side, they had a path there where the cows, half of the cows went on one side, this line of post, and the other half went on the other. And old Amos cocked and sitting down there and split that post right half in two with that rifle, with that ball out of that revolver. And of course, I suppose that scared me twice as bad. I saw it. But I run till I came back over here to John Kearns. And then
over on Annandale Road.
Yeah, I look back. I ain't seen nothing of them.
Well, you were just running, didn't you?
When I got out here, coming on back up the road home, them suckers was hid in the bushes there. Old man Whalen stepped out. Just that old man said, "Come on out there, he wants to see you." I said, "I wasn't in that bunch." He said, "Come on out there." The old man said, "He wants to see you. Tell him that." So I went on out, walked in and pulled my hat off.
Is that up to Judge Molden now?
Judge Molden's place there.
There on North Washington Street.
Yeah, I went in. "Well, what are you doing in here? I know your father don't know you was in here." I said, "No, he doesn't." "Well, what are you doing down there?" "I understand you was engaged in a game called craps." I said, "I wasn't shooting no crap. Don't make a difference." "Well, you was there, wasn't you?" I said, "Yes, I was there. It makes no difference whether you was shooting crap or not." He said, "Now, you're going to have to give me $5. Now, give me $3. And Sad, are you working?" I said, "Yes, sir." "I'm working. Sad, I want you to bring me $5. And the next Sad, I want you to bring me $5. You come in here with that $3. You don't have to pay me today, but come in there with it by Monday morning. I'll give you a slip on how you're to pay me the other." So I thanked him and come on out. I come home and told my old man said, "I'll take your stick and beat you half to death. If you had no business over there and you knew it." He said, "You're going to pay it." I said, "I know it." So I paid the old gent. But some of the boys didn't pay him.
Did he catch up with him later?
Yeah, he caught several of them. And he had it was a white boy, what is his name? He was a man. He's having trouble with his wife. And she called the police. They sent some of the police down there and got him. Brought him up there. Old man Molden told the woman on the phone, and he was listening. "You send him up here to me, and I'll give him the damnedest tongue lashing he ever had in his life." And the boy was listening to him. So on his way out, he slipped a woman had one of them broom handles that screw out. He slipped a broom handle in his fat leg. I took him all down to Molden, and man Molden got him inside. "Sit down, man. You may go now, Amos." Sent the cop on out of there. After a while, he went back and got his milk. Brought his milk in, come in, begin to let into the boy. Boy took his toe and kicked the door shut. And took that broom handle and liked to beat that old man to death. Said he was yelling and screaming. And the old woman finally got in there. And the boy ran out the other side and away he went. Of course, they got him. I don't remember now what they did to him. But he really crippled the old man up, cut him upside the head.
What was his name?
Updike.
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 Oh, they lived there on South Washington?
His brother did.
Right close to the police station?
Yeah, his brother did. His brother lived there.
What was his first name?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember.
That wasn't... when was that? In the 30s or 40s?
Oh, Lord, that was way bad. Boy, he was quite a young man. No, that must have been in the 30s. I remember it, but I don't. But it just seemed like it's been such a long time.
You mentioned the quarry on South Washington Street there.
What?
The quarry.
Yeah.
There were next to Sisler's.
Right.
Now, a lot of stone came out of that, went into the Falters Bank, into the Falters Drugstore, into the Falters Garage, all there on the corner, and into a lot of foundations all around town. Do you remember anything about the working of the quarry, or who worked it, or...
Yeah.
It was a Tripp quarry.
Yeah, that is the name of the property, that old Tripp property.
Yeah, Silas Tripp.
But Brown. Old man Brown. We used to call him Bear Brown.
Bear?
They called him Bear Brown.
B-A-R, like a brown bear?
Yeah, that's what they call him.
Brown bear.
His son worked at Mervyn Ames for years and years.
Buster Brown.
Buster.
Oh, his father used to work there.
His father worked at the quarry and got out in stone.
Did he, was he the main operator?
Well, I don't know what part he played, really.
Was that in the 1920s?
I don't even know that, sir. And then there's a lot of stone come out of there that went down to the church there on...
Columbia Baptist.
Right. I don't know what part he played.
Were there other people involved in that you recall?
Stone? Oh, yeah, I knew boys in Percyville, the color boys, Stewart boys, all stonemasons.
Stewart. They built the bank, didn't
they? Yeah, they built the bank and built that thing across that Jimmy Anderson. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of foundations around here, where the stone came from that quarry. In fact, the old house there right behind Brown's, the first house on North Washington, Lee.
Yeah.
Raymond Lee and his sister lived in the first house.
They did live.
But they're still.
One dead, ain't it? Raymond's dead, ain't it?
Not Raymond. His brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Raymond's still living.
Is he?
His wife is still living, and his sister.
Yeah.
Let's see, what's her name? What's her name?
Is his brother-in-law dead?
His brother-in-law's dead, yeah.
Is he?
But that, the first house has got a pink granite foundation.
Yeah.
And, I noticed the house or two down on Columbia Street. And the Rust House on Northwest. You know the Rust House?
Yeah.
The big house there? That has a pink granite foundation. And I've noticed numerous others all around. So there must have been a period when they were digging out a lot of stone from there.
Well, that's a hell of a moat there, that thing there. Man, somebody like to cut drowning down there. somebody backed the automobile or backed or something over there not too long ago.
You mean behind the restaurant?
Yeah, back in that into that moat or that pit or whatever that thing is down there. That's a hell of a hole.
Well, when do you recall when they stopped taking stone out of there?
No. No. No, I'm sure that the reason they stopped was on account of what you call that? What's his name?
Shockey.
Shockey. He died too, didn't he?